This is Around the Services.
Hello and welcome. I'm Staff Sergeant Josh Hauser. According to DoD estimates, 77% of military spouses work outside the home or would like to. Many jobs now require professional licenses. As often as military spouses move, transferring those licenses from state to state can be difficult. DoD is working to make that process easier. First Lady Michelle Obama is scheduled to join Governor Pat Quinn Tuesday to sign the Military Family Licensing Act into law. Staff Sergeant Dion Moses has details on the issue.
The White House estimates 100,000 military spouses serve in professions that require licenses.
Looking at licensure for occupations is always difficult because you've got the element of each state has their own processes, each occupation has its own process, and so if you make that matrix, it's very, very complex.
Permanent change of station is frequent and common in the military. A recent report estimates more than 15% of military spouses move across state lines annually, as opposed to just over 1% of civilian spouses. DoD has been working with states to make it easier for military spouses to validate professional licenses after a move, encouraging enactment of new state laws or policy change.
We do not ask them to lower any of their standards. We ask them to find ways of helping our military spouses encompass those standards more quickly.
Some states are developing expedited procedures for military spouses. Others are agreeing to issue temporary licenses while the full state licensing procedure goes forward. A link on the Military Homefront webpage lists requirements for each state. Working spouses are encouraged to know what the requirements are in their new state and to get their documentation ready before they PCS.
They just need to be prepared for that transition. Hopefully now we have processes that will accept that effort more quickly and accommodate them so that they can get on with getting a good job.
The White House notes nearly 50 professions are affected by state licensure laws. Teachers, many healthcare workers, counselors, and therapists are among them. Reporting from the Pentagon, I'm Staff Sergeant Dion Moses.
And Defense Secretary Leon Panetta has expressed concern over the June 22nd shootdown by Syrian forces of a Turkish F-4 fighter. Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain John Kirby said the department has seen nothing to indicate the shooting was not deliberate. Captain Kirby said the Defense Department is ready to assist the Turkish government in the rescue and recovery efforts underway for the two missing pilots. The North Atlantic Council discussed the incident during a meeting Tuesday, where NATO Secretary Anders Fogh Rasmussen called the shooting another example of Syria's disregard for international norms, peace and security, and human life. Officials at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs said all flying operations have ceased to allow Forest Service helicopters to operate solely to fight the wildfires. A recreation area belonging to the academy was evacuated and closed down as a precaution. Authorities say the Waldo Canyon fire is between 6 to 10 miles from the school, but forecasts say winds could push the flames in the academy's direction. An academy spokesman said contingency plans are in place and will be implemented if needed. NORTHCOM officials say Fort Carson remains on standby status. The Waldo Canyon fire has consumed about 5,000 acres and forced 11,000 residents to leave their homes. Four DOD C-130 aircraft are also helping to control the flames. And the National Guard is ready to support flood response operations in Florida as Tropical Storm Debbie continued to churn Tuesday just off the Gulf Coast. Tropical storm warnings and watches are in effect. Strong winds, thunderstorms, flash flooding, and deteriorating coastal conditions are likely to continue throughout today and into the night. Florida Governor Rick Scott declared a state of emergency, allowing emergency response teams to quickly and effectively coordinate and ensure all needed resources are available. The order directs all state agencies, including the Florida National Guard, to provide any necessary assistance. The National Hurricane Center says Debbie is about 85 miles west of Cedar Key, Florida, with maximum sustained winds near 45 miles per hour. Wounded warriors got a chance to swim with the fishes at the National Aquarium in Baltimore on Sunday. The president of Soldiers Undertaking Disabled Scuba, John Thompson, started the program more than 5 years ago to help improve the lives of injured service members returning from Iraq and Afghanistan.
It's a definite confidence builder. You know, a lot of these guys, when they come back with these severe injuries, they can go to a dark place, but when they see that, you know what, I can scuba dive and I can do it just as well as anybody else, it can be a catalyst for other opportunities that they may have.
Sergeant First Class Jeremiah Gorsuch lost his right foot and part of his right hand to an IED blast while deployed in eastern Afghanistan. He said the dive was an incredibly relaxing experience.
Because it's something that a lot of people didn't think that they could do in a normal life, and now that they're wounded or that, you know, they've got an injury, and here someone else is, they're showing you, yes, you can, and then you actually get to do it and accomplish it. It gives you that mental boost to say, yeah, I can do it, and there's probably other things that I can do too.
SUDS is a nonprofit organization at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland. For more info, visit sudsdiving.org. Well, two Blue Star moms recently took a leap of faith right out of an airplane. Back on Veterans Day, Marjorie Bryan and Mariana Sherman met a member of the Ranger Group, a team that consists of former military parachutists. Now, the two ladies were a little apprehensive at first, but after learning the same group jumped with President George H.W. Bush when he turned 85, they agreed just to go for it, although Sherman wasn't too sure about jumping out of a perfectly good airplane.
I just got pulled into it. I wasn't really gung-ho about it all. But after Marjorie decided she was all gung-ho, you know, and she's 9 months older than I am, they thought it would be neat to have two 80-year-olds instead of just one, because she's 83 and I'm 82.
Despite some early jitters, Sherman's jump, of course, went off without a hitch. Good for you ladies. Love to see that. I'm Staff Sergeant Josh Hauser. For everyone here at the Pentagon Channel, thank you for watching. We leave you with video of service members at Marine Corps Air Station Iwakuni, Japan, catching some waves during a surfing excursion to Hamada Beach.